High-Resolution ULMA Observations of Transition Disc Candidates in Lupus, by Nienke van der Merel et al. Transition discs with small inner dust cavities are interesting targets for the study of disc-clearing mechanisms. Such discs have been identified through a deficit in the infrared part of their SED, but spatially resolved millimeter imaging is required to confirm the presence of an inner dust cavity. We use high-resolution ULMA observations of 30 mas resolution in band 6 continuum and caret 12 CO2-1 emission of 10 transition disc candidates in the lupus star-forming region, in order to confirm the presence of inner dust cavities and infer the responsible mechanism. The continuum data are analyzed using visibility modeling and the SEDs are compared with radiative transfer models. Out of the 6 transition disc candidates selected from their SED, only one disc revealed an inner dust cavity of 4.0 in radius. 3 of the other discs are highly inclined, which limits the detectability of an inner dust cavity, but it is also demonstrated to be the possible cause for the infrared deficit in their SED. The 2 remaining SED selected discs are very compact, with dust radii of only approximately 3.0. From the 4 candidates selected from low-resolution images, 3 new transition discs with large inner cavities greater than 20.0 are identified, bringing the total number of transition discs with large cavities in lupus to 13. SED selected transition discs with small cavities are biased towards highly inclined and compact discs, which casts doubt on the use of their occurrence rates in estimating dispersal timescales of photoevaporation. Using newly derived disc dust masses in radii, we re-evaluate the size-luminosity and m-dust-m-star relations. These relations can be understood if the bright discs are dominated by discs with substructure whereas faint discs are dominated by drift-dominated discs. Abridged, this was High-Resolution ULMA Observations of Transition Disc Candidates in Lupus, by Nienke van der Merel et al.